It's new, it's different, it's Tide. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Gangbusters is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's new wash day wonder. The new sudsing miracle that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line. That's Tide. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Killer who broke out of prison, then broke back in, only to find that when the brakes run out, the penalty is death.
Here with us in the studio tonight is the Honorable Paul V. McNutt, former High Commissioner of the Philippines and Vice President of the National Probation and Parole Association, will be heard at the end of the program, drawing from tonight's case conclusions of vital importance. Gangbusters has asked Chief of Police L.R. Greason of Reno, Nevada, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Now, Chief Greason, you've told me that the killer in tonight's case was probably the most extraordinary in your experience.
Well, that's absolutely right, Don Gardner. I've been a police officer 15 years, and I've talked with hundreds of men and women who are guilty of crimes ranging from chicken theft to murder. But this man, well, you'll see what he was like. Suppose we begin exactly a year ago on a cold, dreary Sunday morning in the city of Tacoma, Washington. In the vestibule of a small church not far from Tacoma's business section, a young man with piercing brown eyes and thin lips stood watching the congregation file out at the completion of services. It was evident that he was looking for a particular worshiper, and after a few minutes, he saw him.
Hello, Rick.
What?
Where you going?
Dave.
What were you praying for, me?
This is the surprise of my life, Dave.
Is it? Let's go over there out of the crowd.
Look, Dave, I got some people waiting at home.
Ah, come on, kid.
Yeah, okay.
So it's the surprise of your life, huh, Rick?
Yeah, I thought they gave you 5 years.
Wasn't there nothing in the papers about my breaking out?
No, I didn't see anything.
Guess I'll have to speak to my press agent.
Honest, Dave, I gotta be going.
What are you worried about, Rick? Look, if you're worried because you think I know you shut your mouth off when the cops picked you up, forget it. I know you were on a spot.
I couldn't help it, Dave.
Did I say forget it? Every guy's gotta save his own skin. I only got 5 years out of it. What's 5 years? They put you on probation, I hear. Is that why you go to church? You want to make an impression?
Yeah, I want to make an impression.
You're a smart boy, Rick. You mean there wasn't a thing in the papers about my busting out?
No.
Oh, at least they should have told you, Rick. After all, they might have figured I'd be out to get you, since it's on account of you I was in.
I told you I couldn't help it, Dave.
You know I'm not the kind to carry grudges, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. Well...
What's your hurry? I waited a long time for you, Rick. We can have a few words for old time's sake, can't we?
I told you, I got some people waiting.
You know something, Rick? I've been a lot of places since I broke out. Salt Lake, Butte, Seattle, Denver. Did all right, too.
Did you?
Well, I got about $4,000 in my pocket right now. You figure it out. Now, I'm planning another tour. How'd you like to come along with me?
Look, Dave, I got a good job now.
And you go to church every Sunday.
Was there anything wrong in that? I got a break and I want to stay out of trouble.
I got a break too, didn't I? 5 years.
Look, Dave...
I've been working alone. I gotta have an outfit. You sure you ain't interested, Rick?
To be honest, Dave, no.
Well, there's nothing I like more than an honest guy. Okay, I'll get my outfit. There's a couple of guys back there when I broke out. I promised them I'd come back for them.
You'd... You're kidding.
Well, I broke out of the place. I can break back in to get him, can't I?
Yeah. If you want, I guess so.
I'd much rather have you, Rick.
I'm sorry, Dave. I told you I got people waiting.
Okay. Come on, we'll walk out together. Pal. What do you say we meet someplace later, after you get rid of your people?
Why?
Talk over old times, so I can get the news. After all, I've been away a while.
Okay, Dave. Wherever you say.
How about the hut? Is 2 o'clock okay?
All right. I guess I can make it.
Sure you can make it. If I let you, you'd have had at least 40 cops there for company.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Rat.
I don't know.
I hope you said good prayers in there.
Dave, don't shoot me. Please, don't. Oh.
Rat.
Well, Don, Tacoma police had no difficulty fixing the guilt in that shooting. But the escaped convict, David Blackwell, was not to be found. One midnight, less than a week later, two trustees were on all-night duty in the prison power plant of the Monroe Reformatory from which David Blackwell had escaped. Then the lone guard left them to go to the power plant office. One approached the other for a chat covered by the hum of a large generator.
Blake.
Yeah?
Is it clear?
Yeah. Come on, behind the dynamo.
You know, we gotta watch our step, Blake. That guard will be back any second.
Relax, will you? Got a half an hour of paperwork out there.
Well, look, what's on your mind?
Listen, if you want to crack out with me, let's get started figuring the way. Else I'll look for somebody else.
Well, didn't Dave say he was coming back for us?
Forget Dave, will you?
Well, he said he was coming back to get us out, didn't he? Promise.
That was just so much mouthwash. He's out. Does he want to mess around this joint for us so they can nail him, stick him back in?
But he swore up and down.
Sure. Before he made it. You got out, nobody'd find you closer than 100 miles to this place.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So if we're going to make it, we've got to figure our own way. Can't depend on Dave or anybody else. We got...
What's that?
I know, you got me. Came from there.
The guard. Maybe it's the guard.
I'll be a dope. There, behind the switchboard. Come on.
Hey, listen. That officer could... Dave!
Who'd you think it was?
Well, be a... How did you get back in here?
Same way I'm going to get you out.
Tonight?
Sure, tonight. What do you think I'm going to do? Go knock on the warden's door and ask him for a place to sleep?
Well, how do we do it?
I came over the wall with a rope and a grappling hook. We get back over the same way.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
They got guards on the wall, machine guns.
It didn't bother me coming in to get you.
Yeah, but look, Dave.
Do you want to come or don't you? Make up your mind in a hurry. I don't want to take up residence here again.
Well, if you think it's okay, Dave.
Sure, it's okay.
All right, come on. Let's go. Before that guard gets back in here.
There's one thing, Blake.
Yeah? What?
This ain't out of the goodness of my heart, you know.
We got no dough, you know it.
I don't want dough. I just want you guys to stick with me.
Oh, sure, Dave, I'll stick with you.
It's not going to be any joyride, you know. I got some heavy things in mind. And a lot of hard traveling. Well, Blake?
All right, that suits me.
Well, come on. Open up and take a look around.
I don't see anybody.
Okay, head for the wall, right at the drinking fountain. That's where I got the hook and rope. Go on. Right against the wall.
Yeah, there's a guard in that tower. Watch it.
Stay flat against the wall and get the hook. Where is it? Yeah. Okay, I got it. Now listen to me. There's three of us. We can only make it one at a time. Go up fast and quiet.
All right, go on. Throw that hook up.
I hope it catches.
It will, don't worry. Here goes.
It's over.
Why do I pull it tight?
Easy, Dave, easy.
I think it's okay. Watch us, didn't catch. Oh. Flat against the wall, stay there.
I'll try it again, Dave.
That thing might never hold.
It got me inside, didn't it? It'll get us out. take another shot at it. Here goes.
Now pull it tight.
Looks like it's going to be okay.
It's holding.
Okay, Arnie, up you go. Lay flat on top of the wall.
Yeah. Make it snappy.
He's up.
Okay, Blake, you're next.
Yeah, I don't need to be coaxed.
Hurry. Hurry up.
Come on, Arnie. Give me a hand.
Yeah. Grab hold.
Yeah.
Oh, we're making enough noise here to turn
shut up,
it
will you? Shut up. Come on up, Dave.
Yeah.
Move over.
And stay down.
Okay. Car's parked right over there through the brush. We'll let the rope down the other side.
Uh-oh.
Stay down. The floodlights.
Hurry with the rope, will you?
Forget the rope. It's only about 15 feet. Hang down and let yourself drop.
I can't jump that.
Down like this. Let yourself drop.
All right, watch out. Here I come.
Come on.
Hey, listen, I can't.
Come on.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Oh, my leg.
You can make it to the car. Let's go.
Oh.
Come on, hurry.
But why Reno, Dave? Tell me. Reno's over 1,000 miles. There ought to be someplace closer we can light.
I say it's Reno, and that's final.
Well, after all, Blake, he got us out, didn't he? If Dave wants Reno, I say okay. Any place he wants.
Well, I just want to know what he's got in mind.
I got plenty in mind. Only the first thing is for you two to get rid of those monkey suits.
Yeah, that would help.
We ought to be over the line into Oregon by the time the store's open. I'll buy you some clothes there.
Yeah, what about guns?
I got a couple for you in the trunk.
No kidding, Dave. Hey, this is sure white of you, everything.
Don't worry about it, kid. You'll pay me back with interest.
So, Don, the criminal David Blackwell broke back into prison and delivered two of his prison mates from Monroe Reformatory in the state of Washington. The three of them headed immediately for Reno, Nevada, where they planned to spin the wheels of chance with their lives in the balance. They placed their bets and the wheels stopped on red. Blood red.
T-I-D-E, Tide. You've never used anything like Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide. Tide is different from even the newest products for washing clothes. Nothing you can buy will wash clothes as clean as Tide. That includes all your family wash, your good linens, as well as your greasy work clothes. Tide, with its amazing new suds, leaves clothes free from dirt and removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this miracle cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets your white things whiter than any other washing product known. What's more, Tide keeps them white week after week, never turns them yellow. So get Tide. Get the only wash day product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now back to Gangbusters.
You were telling us, Chief Greason, that three escaped convicts led by David Blackwell headed for Reno, Nevada, where Blackwell promised them a spree of robbery and plunder.
Oh, that's right, Don. In the afternoon following their arrival, the Cree criminals were sitting around a table at a bar on Center Street, their conversation covered by the music from a jukebox and the gaiety of the resort town crowd.
What is your rush, Dave? We drove 1,000 miles. I've been cooped up 2 years. Reno ain't such a big place, you know. I want to enjoy it a little before we get red hot here.
Ah, Blake. You didn't come to enjoy the sights, Blake. I can't keep dishing out dough to the two of you. You got to earn some.
Well, give me a chance to get my bearings. How about it, Arnie? Don't you think we ought to do a little relaxing first?
Well, I'd like to, but Dave has got a point. After all, he came and fetched us. We ought to do what he wants.
Look, do you think because he came after us, I'm going to bow and scrape all my life? If you do, think again.
Nobody's asking you to bow and scrape all your life, but we're going to get that job done this afternoon.
Come on, Blake, be reasonable, will you?
Okay, have it your way, Dave.
That's the only way I will have it.
Well, what is it you got in mind, Dave?
There's a saloon down the street. Charlie's, it's called.
What's in a saloon? You want whiskey, buy it.
You keep your mouth shut and listen.
Yeah, Blake, cooperate a little, huh?
Okay, let's have it.
It ought to be a cinch. We use the new car. You stay behind the wheel, Blake. I'll go inside first and I'll play the slot machine.
What about me?
A minute or so later, you walk in, Arnie. You go to the far end of the bar by the piano player. I'll walk up to the barkeep and ask him for more change. When he opens the register, pull out your heater. Okay?
And if I didn't like it, so what?
It's okay with me, Dave.
All right, let's finish up our drinks. Then we'll hit Charlie for a touch.
Captain Keach.
Sergeant Glass, Captain. You know that Buick with the Washington plates we found parked on Sierra Street?
Yes, what about it?
Well, Washington State Police just answered our wire. It was stolen in Seattle last Sunday.
Oh?
Well, that's not all, Captain. They add the car may be the one that was driven by some escaped convicts. Broke out of Monroe Reformatory up there night before last.
Have there been any cars reported stolen here in Reno since we found that Buick?
No, Captain. Nothing's been reported.
And there's a good chance those guys may still be in town.
Washington police sent along pretty good descriptions of them.
Okay, Al. You get a hold of Cowan and Reed. Between the three of you, check all the hotels. See if you can turn them up.
Yes, sir, Captain. Right away.
Hey, barkeep.
Right with you, buddy.
What'll it be, buddy?
Give me some more quarters for this.
I'll give you a tip about that slot machine, buddy. That's where the house.
Give me the quarters.
Okay, but don't say
okay,
I didn't...
Okay, everybody, get him up.
Hey.
He said get him up.
Okay, take it easy.
Tell that piano player we want music.
Go on, play the piano. All of you, don't move.
Get what's in the till, pal.
Right.
And none of you move.
Hey, boss, it's loaded with dough.
All right, grab it and let's get moving.
It's two big bags of silver.
Okay, throw one on the bar. I'll carry it.
Uh-huh.
Stay still there, mister. You're asking for trouble.
Here you are, boss.
Okay. Let's go out the back.
Yeah.
Come on, make it snappy. Go check the back door.
Right.
Now listen, all of you. Stay still 5 minutes. Don't move. And you, keep that piano going.
Come on, boss.
Right with you.
Yes, Al?
A stick-up Charlie's Cocktail Lounge in South Virginia Street.
Oh?
Two guys inside and apparently a third in the car. They got nearly $2,000 in cash. Nobody saw the car.
You think those are the same ones who abandoned that stolen Buick? The Washington escapees?
Well, the second man in the deal answers the descriptions, but the one giving the orders was a six-footer. Then they apparently had a third one waiting in the car. We only got a report on two escapees.
There was a Chrysler reported stolen a little while ago.
Oh, yes, Captain, I heard about that. Nobody in the neighborhood remembers seeing a Chrysler pull away.
All right, let's go on the basis that it is these Washington fellows. And get busy on that hotel check. If these boys haven't flown out of town already.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is? Open up.
It's Dave. Okay, Dave, just a second. Come in, come in.
Well, I've been nosing around town a little. Hello, Blake.
Hi.
Did that little job cause much talk?
Sure it caused talk. And we're hotter than beer at noon.
Do you think so, Dave?
We're not hot.
Oh, no? This is the biggest little city in the world, but it's still little. I say we're to pick up another car and get out of town as fast as we can.
We'll get out of town, all right. We'll get out of town after we knock over one more joint.
Are you kidding?
Would I be saying it if I was kidding?
What are you trying to do, get us nabbed? We should have been on our way as soon as we knocked over that saloon. We had no business staying holed up in this hotel.
Have you said your piece, Blake?
Blake, you shouldn't fly off like that.
Well, it's a stupid. When I don't like something, I speak out.
It's a good idea. Always speak out. I always want to know what's on your mind. But we take the other joint.
Now, listen.
Blake, cut it out, will you? Didn't he crash us out? Didn't he risk his neck to do it? We ought to listen to him.
Okay, I'll listen. If But because I listen, it don't mean I'll do.
If we pulled another deal, they couldn't want us any worse than they want us now, could they?
We ought to be on our way. Cops catch up with us, I'll have time in Nevada plus time in Washington. Why invite trouble?
If a cop catches up with me, only one of us is going to walk away from it.
No.
Hey, what are you talking about, cops catching up with us? I don't even want to think about it.
This new deal is more of a cinch than the last one.
Yeah, they're all a cinch. Till you get nailed.
And we kiss Reno goodbye tomorrow morning.
I got your word for that?
Didn't he tell you?
You got my word.
Okay, what's it all about?
There's a place on East 4th Street, U.S. Highway 40 Tavern, they call it.
Yeah, I remember seeing the place when we drove in.
The cash paychecks are loaded with cash. We'll take them at midnight. Okay, we'll make the touch.
And blow Reno in the morning.
Yeah, and blow Reno in the morning.
Captain Heach.
Hello, Captain. Sergeant Glass reporting.
Glad you called, Al. The Highway 40 Tavern was just stuck up with the same guys. Now,
Captain,
I want you to get...
When did it happen?
Well, about 20 minutes ago. Why?
I'm calling from the lobby of the Carlton Hotel. There's three guys checked in here. Two of them answer the descriptions.
Are they in their room during the last hour or so?
No, Captain. They just walked in the lobby a minute ago and went upstairs right before I called you. They were in a hurry.
They could be the ones, huh, Al?
I'd give odds they are.
What's the setup there?
They've got a two-room suite on the third floor, and there's only one door to the suite. It's far enough away from a fire escape.
Okay. You stick around the lobby there. I'll bring Colin and Reed over, and we'll give you a hand. If they try to leave the hotel in the meantime, pick up all three of them.
And if they don't?
We'll give them a chance to get asleep. Then we'll wake them out of their slumber.
T-I-D-E, Tide. There's never been anything like Procter & Gamble's sensational Tide. No soap, no other suds, nothing else you can buy anywhere will wash your clothes as clean as Tide. And here's why. Tide, with its new miracle suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. And that's only the beginning of the miracle. With all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And listen to what Tide does for white things. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white week after week, never turns them yellow. Try Tide next wash day. Start using the one, the only wash day product that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Tide's in. Out. Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Now back to Gangbusters.
Arnie.
Yeah. What do you want, Blake?
A couple of words with you, that's all.
Oh, I can't wait until morning. I gotta hit the sack. You know, Dave has got the right idea. Get plenty of sleep. That's what I'm going to do, too. And there I'm going to...
Sit still a minute, will you?
Oh, what is it?
Now, look. I got a sneaking hunch Dave wants to pull a third job here in Reno.
Ah, now, you know that ain't so, Blake. He promised we'd pull out tomorrow the first
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He promised. But something tells me he's got other ideas.
Well, that's the way he wants it. I ain't been doing so bad, stringing along with Dave. Well, good night, Blake.
Sit still a minute.
Hey, look, I'm asleep on my feet. Blake, what do you want?
If he says another job here, you're with me. We pull away from him.
Pull away from him?
That's what I said.
Yeah, but he knows what he's
maybe,
doing.
Maybe, but he don't know when to stop. I did enough time. I'm not risking doing any more.
Blake, you gotta have... Hey, who's that?
Get it down.
Cops. You don't think it's cops? Maybe we ought to wait, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Get your gun out. Get behind the door.
Yeah, but if it's cops...
If it's cops, Dave can't help us. Now, come on.
Listen, Blake. Dave,
shut up. Yeah? What do you want?
We're police officers. Open up. Open up.
Okay. It's the idea, mister. We got
I'll tell you what the idea is.
Watch it, Captain. There's one behind the door.
Come on, man.
Hey, look out.
Come here, you.
Let go
Watch
of me.
Gun.
Shoot, Arnie.
This one will hold you. He's out.
All right, mister. Talk and talk fast. Where's the other one?
What other one?
Come on, where is he?
Okay, he's in there asleep.
You're sure he's asleep?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see. Where's the light switch in there?
It's right inside the door, on the right.
Cohen, Reed, watch these two.
Got you, Captain.
Glass, let's go.
Right with you.
Okay, you open the door. I'll reach in for the light.
Yep.
Sound asleep. Come on over to bed. Let's pull back the covers.
Watch him, Captain. He's not asleep.
You said I'm not. That ought to hold you two for a
Captain,
while.
Is everything okay?
No, it ain't okay. Here's one for you.
Why, you...
Now, settle down.
Take it easy, copper. I'm through. I'm hurt bad.
You've said it. You're through. Reed, get an ambulance. Get two of them.
And that, Don, was the disastrous ending to this case. Two heroic Reno police officers, Captain Leroy Geach and Detective Sergeant Alan A. Glass, were shot and killed by this desperate criminal, David Blackwell. Blackwell himself was shot, but he recovered from his wounds and went on trial on first-degree murder charges a few months ago. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the Nevada gas chamber. The other criminals, Arnold J. Thomason and James Blake, received maximum terms of 50 years each in the Nevada State Penitentiary.
Well, thank you, Chief Greason, for telling us this case history. And now Gangbusters is privileged to present the Honorable Paul V. McNutt, former High Commissioner of the Philippines and Governor of Indiana, speaking as Vice President of the National Probation and Parole Association. The Honorable Paul V. McNutt.
We have heard a dramatic story, a tragic story. In one form or another, it is a story all too common in America today. What can we do about it? Law enforcement? Yes. Efficient police work is essential to protect you and me and all of us. But we must do more than catch criminals and send them up. We must prevent crime. We must do everything possible to reclaim young offenders before they become criminals. Firm guidance from understanding judges and probation officers and from parole officers in cases involving parole can help to avoid lives of crime and tragedy. Trained men and women, such as the members of the Western Probation and Parole Conference who have heard the program in Phoenix tonight, are needed in every court dealing with young and first offenders. To provide such guidance, to assist those skilled and sincere workers with beginners in delinquency, the National Probation and Parole Association is working today through its offices from coast to coast with trained specialists in the field of crime prevention. It is a non-profit organization supported entirely by voluntary contributions, and its services are available to your community. It's ready to help you and your courts and probation officers, the agencies in your town. And in turn, it needs your help and support to carry on its great work. If your community needs help in these matters, or if you can help the association in its program, get in touch with it. The National Probation and Parole Association, with offices in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. Here is its platform: effective treatment of delinquency and prevention of crime throughout America. In short, protection for you and a square deal for youngsters in trouble.
Thank you, Paul V. McNutt, for this message of vital importance.
Next week, the case of the war bride bandit who used the tactics of the wartime underground to rob her victims, but who found that in peace as well as in war, the loser's penalty is sure.
Next week, same time, same station, the case of the war bride bandit on Gangbusters. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss, directed by William Sweets, with Ken Lynch and John Larkin in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
Gangbusters is brought to you by Tide, the amazing new wash day miracle.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.